Hello, Seventh-day Adventist children, to the Indigo children, to my insufferable brothers and sisters. Welcome to the unofficial tool podcast, Disgustipated, the show that goes elbow deep, overthinking, and analyzing tool songs. Please keep in mind that this podcast is unofficial, that these are my opinions and will involve some speculation with the large hooker with a penis sized serving of facts. Today's a very special day, not only because I'm wearing my new insufferable t-shirt, tie-dye, the spiral out, get it? But because today is the release of the Opiate Squared video, the first Tool music video in 15 years. And not only that, but it's not directed by Adam Jones. It's directed by Dominic Hailstone. So I'm super excited to get into watching this video. It's 7 o'clock right now as we speak. And I've had this for a couple hours sitting waiting for me to get down into enjoying it, to wrap myself up in this video. I've not even opened it yet. It's totally unopened. I've not looked at the art. I've avoided all screenshots, despite myself. People have been posting screenshots, and I've seen a couple of mini videos. Even Tool posted a teaser video of like 3 minutes of the video, but I didn't want to see any of it. Rarely do you get to experience a movie or a show with barely any insight into what you're going to see. And I know that I love Tool videos, and I know that I love Tool. So I'm not going to be let down by this. I have no expectations going into it, but I know it's going to be amazing. That seems contradictory, but but I do know that it will be amazing because that's what Tool is. And I do know that I'm going to enjoy it because I'm going to enjoy whatever it is they do. I'm excited to get into opening it. I toyed with the idea of doing a reaction video, but that's not really my thing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to watch it after opening it. I'm going to open it up. As you can see, it's still sealed. I'm going to open it up, probably peruse the art, or should I just watch it first and then go through the art? I think I'm going to go watch it. I'm going to pop it in, watch it cold. I'm not going to subject you to my reactions because honestly, reactions are not my thing. They're other people's thing to exaggerate their reactions, and I'm going to internalize my reactions. I'm going to watch it and absorb it. Then I'll come back and report on it. Then I'll probably flip through the art book and watch it again. And then I'll come back and I'll report again on what I see the second pass. And then I'll probably do that a couple times. I don't know if I'll continue to watch, then come back and watch and come back because I might not get to watch all that many times in a row. Like I said, at 7 o'clock, we're going to have to get the little ones to bed and whatnot. But over the next little while, maybe tomorrow too, I'm going to watch this some. I'll watch it several times, and then I'm going to report back with my interpretations of the art. Not a reaction video. An interpretation of art. That is really my thing, is interpreting the art. If you go back to the very first episode of Disgustipated Podcast, it was about the song Disgustipated, and that's the namesake of the podcast, and that's the reason I named it is because that song in itself really has other layers going on. Disgustipated, the phrase, this is necessary, goes so much deeper because the destruction of the piano itself was necessary to create the song. Destruction was necessary to create. The art itself speaks volumes, and I'm going to interpret and report. All right, so here it is, unopened, once again, RCA, which is interesting because they're unsigned, but I guess they recorded it while they were signed. So anyway, and then I know there's a commentary by somebody, I don't know who, but that's a surprise. I've tried to not look up all this stuff just so I can be surprised today, and that's what you're going to get is my reactions the first time to everything. Not a reaction video, but my first reactions upon watching it, taking it in, and then coming back. So here we go. I'm going to go ahead and open it. I guess maybe I can open it on here. You hear that? Little ASMR stuff from my audience. You fucking pervs. My favorite part. Smelling it. Can you smell it? Can you smell it, you fucking freaks? You guys ever seen ASMR videos? It's fucking ridiculous. But like people. People tapping on stuff. It's hollow. You probably can't hear it though. Sounds kind of like that. All right, here it is opened. All right, so I'm going to put the Blu-ray in. Like I said, I'm not going to look at the art just yet. I'm going to put the Blu-ray in, and then I'll come right back. I'll probably take this. I'm going to take these off. Put my old man glasses on. Remember, I'm 36 now. I needed glasses for a long time. My eyeballs are, what are they called? Not cataracts. That's really old people shit. Asymmetrical, basically. I don't know what it's called. But my eyeballs are shaped like footballs. So it's not that I have bad vision. My doctor actually said I have better than normal vision. That's neither here nor there. It doesn't matter. You don't care. Here we go. Okay. So this is going to be a spoiler-free review. It's not even a review. It's just my thoughts on the first watch. I watched it one time so far. I turned off the lights, and it was creepy as fuck. I mean, it was grotesque. Not as much as creepy as the grotesque kind of imagery, unsettling. Okay, my first thoughts were cosmic soup, Big Bang evolution, in a way. A commentary on maybe evolution. Maybe the thing evolving far enough to a point to where it could look up to the sky and see that something created it. And then realizing that that thing is more like it than it thought. Like maybe we apply benevolence to God and it's more human than we think, in the yin yang kind of way of good and bad and pure and evil, pure evil. I don't know. Those are my first few thoughts and just the words that come to mind. The first thing, like I said, was a cosmic soup, Big Bang, and then evolution and grotesque. Off-putting. I have not yet looked at the book. The art book. As I said, I took off these glasses. I watched it with my regular glasses. And I turned off the lights, turned the volume up. I'm about to delve into the art book now. I'm really going to get into the art. I enjoy that part of it. And then I'll probably watch it again. And I'm going to watch it with commentary too. I really want to dive deep into this before I talk more about it. But it's really awesome. Very cool video. I use the same adjectives a whole lot. Awesome. Very cool. I'll probably take it into the big room, the living room, and watch it on the big TV with the big speakers. It's really cool in here because it's up close in your face and you can take it in. But the sound is going to be better in there and I'll get to experience it in full dark, even though it was dark in here. Anyway, that's going to be a whole nother experience. Now, I'm about to delve into the book of it. Here we go. All right, take two. My audio interface is messing up for some reason. Probably because I'm avoiding an update. Okay, so I've watched it probably 3, 4, 5. I've watched it, I think, 6 times now. Twice, maybe 3 times with the commentary. Because it's pretty funny. It's hilarious, actually. The commentary is by 2 drag queens, Ben De La Creme and Jinx Monsoon. They're pretty hilarious. It's in the same vein as Tom with the Weather. The dick vein. They kind of bit my style a little bit, or maybe I bit their style. How about that? With the green screen in front of the video while they're doing the commentary. But they did a commentary react. They did a reaction video better than any reaction video I could have done or anyone will do in the future. And it was kind of in the vein of Tom with the Weather. Matter of fact, they even said, "We are your weather girls" at the very beginning, which was ironic or synchronicity or coincidence. So after watching it several more times, I noticed there's evolution for sure. The guy has 7 fingers. The being has 7 fingers at first, and then later has 5. His face is constantly developing, and I keep saying he because I'm projecting, but it's the thing. It's constantly evolving, and then eventually looks up to its creator, or, you know, the sun created all life on this planet. Or without the sun, there could be no life on this planet. So it's looking up at the light. Another thing is that the music starts right when the light shines. So, like, let there be light, and then the music begins. It's all dark. There's little pyramids, or it's trapezoids. Maybe it's three-dimensional little towers. I haven't really figured out the significance of that yet. There's so many things that I could probably try to pick apart in the video, or you could project meaning onto, and honestly, I think I'm just going to have to sit with it for a while to see what pops out as meaning to me. After looking through the art book that comes with it, there's some pictures of the band recording this Opiate Squared, and that was one of the most interesting things to me. I had already known that they recorded this at their loft. If you don't know anything about the Tool Loft, which you likely do, the Tool Loft is where every Tool song that has been written was written. They recorded it with Toshi Kasai at the loft. It was mixed by Evil Joe Barisi, but the significance of it being recorded at the loft, to me, says a lot about what they could potentially do in the future. They don't need to go to a studio. When I first listened to this recording, I was I marveled at the crispness of the guitars and how rich everything sounds. So they could realistically make a record sound as good as anything else they've done. Notwithstanding your favorite records, I'm just talking about the quality of the recording itself was phenomenal. So they could do that at the loft, which now they're not on a record label, so now they're not beholden to the opinions of somebody else, an investor that says, no, you got to go to a real studio to do it. They could actually record this at their loft. Danny recorded his band Volto at the loft, at the Tool Loft. Another thing I wanted to mention, I noticed in the commentary track that they mentioned cataracts, which I had joked about cataracts before I ever watched the video. I thought that was a kind of funny synchronicity, and then I remembered what it was that I have is not cataracts, and which I knew that before, but I remember the word was astigmatism. It's just the asymmetrical shape of your eye. Okay, so one more thing that I noticed, and then I'm going to bail, leave this episode a little early. I'll probably end with another music video by my band. Even the vocals were recorded at the loft with no soundproofing. I mean, they probably have some soundproofing at the loft, but he's not in some sort of fancy vocal booth. He's just in the loft recording. So I thought that was pretty damn awesome. I like the significance of them incorporating the loft in this. But the last thing that I wanted to show you was another little synchronicity. It's just something small. When we went to see Tool in Louisville, we went to a restaurant the next morning. It was TGIF Fridays. We went to several different places, but they were all packed. Okay, this one. You see in the background where Adam's recording guitar. If you can see in the background, there's a sign that says Hippies Use Side Door. At the restaurant we went to, there was a sign that said Hippies Use Side Door. And I know that's a common sign, but I just thought it was a strange coincidence. I'm going to try to refrain from using synchronicity that much, but sometimes it just seems like something so much more. All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in. This was, like I said, hopefully kind of spoiler-free. I mean, I know I just showed you pictures from the booklet, but for the most part, spoiler-free. And I know there's a picture back here in the background of what you're going to see, but you've been seeing that. But I thank you guys for tuning in, and check out the Insufferable Podcast t-shirts, the Insufferable and Disgustipated Podcast, and I've got a few more things in store for merch. But for now, I'd just like to say thank you for tuning in, and we're going to return to our normal, regularly scheduled programs in the future. This was a bit much to keep up with, and I hope I can get this out on time. But thank you guys for sticking with me, and I'll see you shortly. I'm Jeff. I'm out.